How did this project come together? I know you talked about that up there, but can you repeat that?
Right. We visited, my husband and I visited the Museum and Visitor Center in Biloxi, Mississippi, which had been totally destroyed by Hurricane Katrina. And when they rebuilt, they had lost so much of their artifacts, their history, that they had monitors within their museum, and you would take a tour through the use of the monitors. And I thought, what a great idea. We should do something like that here. And that's how it started.
Did you think it could be done, that there would be support?
I did, but I had to bring it to the board, and they were highly receptive to the idea, and they said, go for it.
How does this make the this museum better?
Well, first of all, it's bilingual. The monitors are bilingual. We have a very diverse community in Beardstown. And a lot of the children are now bilingual and can speak English, but their parents can't. So now they can come to the museum with their children and push the Hispanic narration and know exactly what they're seeing.
Might you add more languages? I understand that maybe there's a French-speaking population starting to grow here, too.
And we're hoping that is a goal, to eventually add the French.
All right. What else do you think this does to enhance visitors' experience at the museum?
Well, we have people on duty almost all the time, but sometimes people like to do their own self-guided tours, go at their own speed. They can do that. If they want to go back and look at something again after, let's say they've had a guided tour, but they want to go back and learn a little more, they can go back to the monitor and push the icon and hear it again.
And you had a penny campaign?
Penny for Lincoln campaign. And what I did, I took gallon bags in with a silhouette of Lincoln on them, and the reward for the winning classrooms, it was a challenge type thing. It would be their picture in the newspaper, the winning classroom, and a VIP tour of the museum. Didn't involve food at all. And the children really embraced the project.
And you raised more than you were even expecting.
We were thinking we'd be thrilled if they collected $200. We collected $813.50. And this went from preschool all the way up through high school, took in our public schools and our private school.
How much did this project end up costing?
We had a goal set. We were just hoping that we could raise $10,000, and we surpassed that. And our final figure, I can't really tell you for sure, but it was in the neighborhood of $8,500. So now we have enough of a surplus that we can pursue the French icons and also the upkeep of the monitors.
And what did you get for your money? What was added to the museum? Do you know how many monitors or what all
definitely.
Was added?
Yeah. We have 5 computer monitors. And the expense of the money went for the monitors and the videographer. That was our expense.
All right. And it sounds like a lot of volunteer help went into
that, too. A lot of volunteers. Had we had to pay for some of the services that were done, our expenses would have far surpassed what they were. But people donated their time.
Anything you want to add about this project?
We just want to invite everyone to come and visit the museum. It's a wonderful facility, and we're extremely proud of it. We're open 6 days a week from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. We're closed on Sundays, but we would arrange a special tour if that's the only time someone could come.